Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, repeat offender Laura Myers in the house. Meyer Law Firm, welcome.
Thanks for having me back, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. First timer with us, Jonathan Johnson, Meyer Law Firm, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us as well. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you, and I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Checking out the celebrations of the day. Ooh, I've got to be careful with some of these. National Jersey Day? Yeah, I don't know about that one. National Refreshment Day? I might be able to get into that one. You got a whole slew of them here that, you know, for someone who's beaten anorexia, we can go with National Creme Brulee Day. That might be good. You might do that after the Chili Dog Day. And then you got this and the next one. We got to watch out for this one. And this might be the winner of the day, but we'll see about that. You know, I don't know about you. I'm generally a Kettle One Martini up, but today is National Scotch Day. So we'll celebrate nonetheless. You get to pick your choice of celebrations this morning. Checking out the markets. What are they doing to us or what are they doing for us? Dow Jones Industrial Average up 58 points right now. Oil back up at $48.93 a barrel. It's been going up fairly steadily, and it's good for the markets. Here in Taxifornia, it won't help us too much because Taxifornia, you know, we like to tax whatever we can as much as we can. We're still paying better than 42 cents a gallon on just the taxes on a gallon of gas. We're at 291.5 is our average for the state. 228.7 is the national average. And if you go to South Carolina, you can get your gas there. $2.007 is the cost. So we're about, 90 cents a gallon more here in Taxifornia. That's not fun at all.
Wow.
Yeah, very, very painful. Moving right along, what's that doing to our interest rates? I told you we were going to get a nothing met burger yesterday from the Federal Reserve. You got it. They basically had nothing really to say, didn't have any commentary. But 10-year Treasury, 2.328 right now as we speak. Moving the interest rates. Today they're up just a little bit, but Freddie Mac numbers came out earlier this morning. 3.92 is the 30-year fixed rate loan, Freddie Mac. Pay a half a point to get it last year. This time, 3.48. Most of the services, most of the people who think they know what they're talking about say that we're going to be about a half a point higher by this time next year. Last week we were at 3.96, so we did drop just a little bit, not enough to really matter. Did see weekly jobless claims close to expectations, 244,000 people filed for first-time jobless claims. So, again, not a whole lot of excitement there. We do see, though, at Twitter, they had a little bit of a hiccup again this morning. Their stock is down big time. But looks like Jeff Bezos may have taken over as the richest person in the world now. Might have gone past Donald Trump this morning with the increase in Amazon. Although Bezos, you know, he's made a lot of money, had a pretty good business model. I'm not sure you want to take on the resources of the federal government, and that's what Bezos does with the Washington Post every day. So it'll be very, very fascinating to me to watch and see what happens there now, especially when now the Justice Department is looking, maybe there's some antitrust going on, predatory pricing going on. See what happens with that one. We'll see if that makes a lot of sense. Here's another one that I thought was fascinating. Mark Zuckerberg took over and moved ahead of Warren Buffett as far as wealth. Now, I don't know about you. If I wanted to put my money on Facebook or Berkshire Hathaway, to me, there's a bit of no-brainer there. I'll take Berkshire Hathaway anytime. Facebook, who knows? I mean, is it going to be here 10 years from now? If you're old enough to remember, about 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, people were saying, Amazon, why do people invest in Amazon? Because all they do is lose money. That was when they were the bookstore. Now look where they are. At that same time, people were saying, is anybody going to ever slow down Walmart? Well, look what's happening now. Walmart's trying to catch up to Amazon. So think about that concept. Facebook, are they going to be here? When was the last time you checked your MySpace account? Really? I mean, does anybody even check MySpace? They're probably on the way out.
They're absolutely useless.
Yeah, MySpace, absolutely useless. So think about that concept. What's going to be 10 years from now? Who knows where Amazon will be 10, or Facebook will be 10 years from now. And the concept there is, I think I'd still take, although Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett, if I was a betting person, our conversation this morning is going to have a lot to do with Warren Buffett. Because 10 years from now, the likelihood is he'd probably be on the wrong side of the sidewalk. Just a personal opinion. I mean, he's pushing 98, mid-80s, something like that. So 10 years from now, there's a lot of changes in store for him. Just, again, one of my guesses. We're going to talk a lot today. We've got a lot of conversation. I get a lot of calls about this. I had interesting conversations last night. I'm very active in the Anaheim Performing Arts Center. Yeah, you haven't heard of that? Right, catch up. Go to apacf.org. Be a $500 million performing arts center being built in Anaheim. We're chatting about, what are the concepts? What do you talk about on your radio show? Is it all about mortgages? And I said, boy, if I talked every day about mortgages, would that be boring or what? Not fun. So it's basically my conversation on radio is I want to talk about the things that are of interest to me. Where is my life? What's going on in my life? So what do you know, people 40 to 55, something like that, I better say 60 now that 55 is getting closer to being in the rearview mirror. So here's the issue. We want to talk about our kids. We want to talk about their schooling. We want to talk about colleges, but also want to talk about our parents. And in many instances, when you talk to your financial planners, I speak to financial planners all the time, and I ask them about their planning philosophies. And frequently you hear, well, we want to talk about what is your retirement plan? Okay, that's good. What about, do you have any kids? Yeah, that we talk about that one as well. Do you talk about college planning, college education, maybe weddings? Maybe you want to help your kids, maybe not get a new house. And they go and then they go seriously into a discussion about retirement. And in this world, one of the biggest conversation items is dropped. It's missed. And that's a conversation because we are the sandwich generation. I know you hear about millennials and Gen X and the greatest generation and boomers. And very few people talk about the sandwich generation. Those of us that are blessed to have our parents alive and our kids alive. Now you look at that, and when you're doing your financial planning, did you ever think about, does mom and dad need help? And then when you think about that concept, how many people are we talking about? Because not only are we the sandwich generation, we're the divorcing generation, right? So do you have one parent, two, four, eight? I don't know if how much it goes back from there. I can't count that high. But the concept there, when you talk about senior communities, and Tom Borsick's on with us frequently chatting about the senior communities, some of the nicer communities, you're looking at about $100,000 a year. Now, if you're putting four, six, eight parents into a senior community and you need some help with that, well, that can kill your retirement planning very, very quickly. So how are you planning for that? Are you making any plans for that? And then did you look and say, well, did we make any plans? Did we look and how do we get our information about Social Security? I love this one because, again, I look at myself. I look at my family situation. And my father-in-law passed 3-4 years ago now. And he had MS the entire time that we were married, my wife and I, diagnosed a week after we got married. And we were blessed. We had him with us for 25 years living with MS. So consistently, the one that people would go to and ask, which Medicare policy should I have, would be my father-in-law. What should I do with my Social Security? Well, they'd talk to my father-in-law. Well, he knew exactly what was needed in his situation. But that situation is not universal. So because maybe it was beneficial for him to take Social Security when he took it, or get on the Medicaid or Medicare plan that he was on, does that mean it's right for you? Yet, who do we go to for this information? We go to our friends, family, coworkers, neighbors, and we ask them for their advice, and they're very happy to give that advice, and I'm sure it's given with the best interest at heart. but it's not educated interest in many instances, because who did they get it from? Friends, family, coworkers who are doing the same thing. They're not going to the professionals on the street who are doing this 12, 14, 16 hours a day, going to seminars to learn about it and find out what the latest and greatest is for you, for your situation. Now, I've talked to you about it. Social Security, when you take your Social Security check, it is a $500,000 decision. And people look at me and they scratch their head and they say, Ron, are you nuts? And I say, yeah, I probably am, but it's still a $500,000 decision. Think about that, because your Social Security goes up. If you start taking it at age 62, it's going to go up about 8% a year if you don't take it until you're age 70 and a half. Think, or 70 years old, whatever the number is. I'm not the expert in it. I just study it. Okay, well, there's experts in it who study this a lot more than I do. But do that math. It's a $500,000 decision. Are there better options? Are there alternatives for you? People don't explore that. They just look at it and say, well, Social Security is there. That's why I got to take it. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but in most instances, once you take it, there's no do-overs. And it's not like golf. You don't get a mulligan on that one. So it just doesn't work that way. So what is your full retirement age? Do you know what it is? Is it 62? I think probably no. Is it 65? Is it 66? It depends. Is it 67? You got to understand these things, because some of those numbers are going to be based on when you were born. So understanding these things makes a huge difference for you. And we've got the experts in the studio this morning. We're going to talk about elder care, elder law, all things elder. Yeah, I'm getting close, so I got to study this stuff more myself. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, financial markets. When we come back, we'll talk about that with the experts. Americans believe real estate is the best long-term investment. Four ways retirement savings is about to change. Where are retirees moving and why? We've got a lot to chat about. Hey, don't forget, Facebook Live. You can go there on Ron Siegel or Ron Siegel Radio, either one. I'm monitoring those pages. If you have questions for our guests, post them right there, and we'll see if we can work those in and get you some information there. But whatever you do, connect with us, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Americans still believe real estate is the best long-term investment. Have I been saying that for a while? Now we've got some poll. Bankrate came out with the Financial Security Index poll. Americans who have money to set aside for the next 10 years would rather invest in real estate than any other type of investment. According to the Bankrate poll, what is the best way to invest money you wouldn't need for 10 years or more? Real estate came in as the top choice, 28% of all respondents, 3% higher than last year. Cash investments, such accounts, CDs came in second. This must be people that really went to some brilliant schools and got some great advice on where to invest money. CDs second, 23% at the same as last year.
You know better than that.
Think about that one. Stock market 17%, gold 15%, bonds 4%. Article points out several reasons for the results. After bottoming out at the end of 2011, following the worst housing collapse in generations, home prices have gone gangbuster recently, climbing back above their record pre-crisis levels. Prices jumped 6.6% during the 12 months that ended in May, according to CoreLogic. They're also talking about the idea that, based on a survey, people feel about their savings, net worth, job security, overall financial situation has hit the highest levels since the poll's inception in 2010. Bottom line here, it's the same as always, and I've talked about you this many, many times, financial and non-financial reasons for home ownership. It makes sense right now. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So let's get into what we want to chat about this morning. We are chatting. Laura Meyer and Jonathan Johnson Meyer Law Firm are our guests this morning. And we're talking about elder law. So I guess the first question would be, what is elder law? Laura?
So first of all, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
It's good to be here. Elder law is an area of law that focuses really on the most vulnerable members of our community, which is our aging seniors. But surprisingly, it also focuses on the sandwich generation, who are the caretakers for the elderly. Usually, the family is struggling with some type of long-term healthcare crisis or a diagnosis. They're worried.
So they're calling to dealing with it when it's too late.
Well, sometimes that's a trigger. Sometimes they're proactive, and we're going to talk about that. But elder law is really a way where we can help them navigate very complex issues through estate planning and tax planning and benefits planning and all of those types of things to make sure that our elderly will receive the type of care they deserve.
And that's a big issue right there nowadays, because a lot of times we start dealing with this stuff when we're young, right? And I hear so many people. In fact, I shouldn't say this because I know that some people might be listening. I'll look and see if they're listening right now. But the whole idea here is there are some individuals that think that I did my trust, right? And I did it when my kids were just being born because I wanted to protect them. Laura, you and I have talked about this many times. And then they throw it in a safe. Hopefully it's at least in a safe. They might throw it in a drawer that could get burned down or flood, and don't look at it for the next 30 years. Right? And they got a problem there because now they're in their 60s, and I wonder if anything changed. Right? I mean, Laura says they've got to get that planning going. Right? You guys are big into that planning process.
We are. So I mean, our firm certainly focuses on all the generations and all the transitions through the generations. And so what you bring up a critical point of doing planning once and putting it in a drawer is not going to help you when it needs to work. It's really important that is kind of a living document and you have that relationship with your attorney so you can make sure that things are up to date. And quite frankly, you know, I get to see a lot of trusts that were done before I was even born. And
those are probably real up to date, real current, right?
Exactly. And so the challenge is a lot of the planning done back then, not only is it out of date and has the client's life changed dramatically, but the laws have changed. And there's so many more powers that need to be authorized. So when a crisis hits and you have out of date planning, it can make things just as complex as if you had no planning at all. So in some cases, even worse. So it is critical that this is a conversation you're regularly having and that anytime you start to see a change in, for example, your parents, their health, anything like that, it's a time to check in and make sure the estate plan is up to date.
I like that because you and I have talked mostly, and it seems like just from a personal standpoint, that you guys have migrated a little bit, right? Because a lot of the conversations that we've had in the past, you've dealt with a lot of young families.
You know, our clients' lives are changing, and I'll tell you why. We have clients that have their young kids or they have the college-age kids, and we still, our firm has a huge emphasis on helping the families with young kids. But surprisingly, our clients are now the sandwich generation. They're not just dealing with their children and wanting to protect them. They have an aging parent, and oftentimes this is falling to them. Statistically, it usually falls to the adult daughter. And so I'll give you an example. We have one client who's a very successful physician, and she has young children, but she also has an aging mother with dementia, and she's now become the primary caregiver for her mother and then also for her children. And this creates such a burden. And, of course, she's in no place to retire.
Sure.
Many of our sandwich generation clients, they were hit hard in the recession. They're worried about their own retirement. They're worried about paying for their own children's colleges. And here they're now having to take on the reality that their parents are living much longer and their parents may run out of money.
Ooh, that doesn't sound like fun. So Jonathan's joined you. Mm-hmm. Because Josh has come in, your husband's come in, another lawyer in the firm. And so Jonathan, is the elder area, is that really your focus?
Yes, actually, I was brought on to expand into the elder law area. I have over a decade of that experience through building one of the largest elder law firms in the state of Illinois, and I moved out here to California a few years ago.
Or as I call it, Taxifornia.
Taxifornia, yeah. Well, Illinois is actually probably one of the few states that's in much worse shape than California.
We're trying to catch up.
Yeah.
We're doing our best. We might get there eventually.
And and Laura had reached out to me because she said this is becoming an issue and more of her clients were asking those questions. So we thought it would be a good idea for us to work together to expand into that area.
Seems to make a lot of sense because there's so many people that are dealing with this. And like you say, it's kind of funny that you mentioned, Laura, because my mom is the same scenario. Exact same thing. She says, even though my sister's got the youngest kids, she's the one that, she says, well, she's got more time than you do. Mm-hmm. So she, that burden is really more with my sister. As you said, even though I live just as close, I mean, I'm probably not as capable as my sister, or I don't know what the right terminology is. But you know, dealing with parents, that's a whole new world, and especially when you're starting to get the dementia, the medicine has done wonders on keeping us alive longer.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still something that the question becomes quality of life, right? So that's a big area. Assisted living, do you have a lot of people talking about assisted living or communities? How's that working for you?
Yeah, I mean, that is the number one place that people start to go to when they first have initial issues. If they can't stay home, they go to an assisted living facility, which is unfortunately the most expensive for private pay when it comes to having lack of benefit to pay for that. So, you know, with a skilled care facility, you'd have to spend all of your money down and get Medi-Cal. But Medi-Cal doesn't pay for any of the assisted living facilities, so it becomes a real issue. To pay for that, they might as well stay on a cruise or a hotel for that period of time, and they'd essentially pay the same amount.
Wow, we're going to talk about that. Is there any alternative to methods or strategies for dealing with maybe getting some assistance with these living issues? We want to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us at our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Have some equity in your property? Maybe you want to manage your taxes a little better, manage your income a little better. Maybe you want to keep your home. All of those are options with reverse mortgage. Go check it out. Ask about reversemortgages.com. Where are retirees moving? It is the 2017 edition of the report. Interesting, Florida leading the way once again as the premier destination for retirees. Net gain of just under 78,000 retirees in Florida. Wonder if that's, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say anything about the driving speed in Florida. I've been in the Coachella Valley many times where there are people driving on the Highway 111 at 30 miles an hour, and you look inside the car and you, got it, now I understand. Tax-friendly environment, that's why they're going there. North Carolina, South Carolina, they don't tax Social Security income. Got to pay a little extra for your heating expenses, though, maybe, or a little wind out there, a little humidity. Georgia, $65,000 tax deduction on all types of income for those over the age of 64. Tenth on the list is Nevada, a very friendly tax state when it comes to retirement. Alabama and Delaware ranked 8th and 9th tax-friendly states. The question marks I have on here, why in the world are people moving to Oregon and Idaho? They're also in the top 10, but they're certainly not tax-friendly. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. We are continuing our conversation. We're talking about elder law, elder questions, servicing our elders, taking care of them. We're chatting this morning, Laura Meyer, Jonathan Johnson here, Meyer Law Firm. Laura, you made a comment in the last segment, and we flew right by it, about that, you know, something to the effect that the elders are, you know, they're a targeted group, or, you know, it's amazing how many scams there are against the elders, right? I mean, it's just amazing how many people are out there praying against our seniors this day and age. And, you know, I've talked many times with our law enforcement friends that come in, and a whole department's just dedicated to the people that are scamming seniors, right? I mean, I don't know if you hit on that in some of the seminars you do, but it's a big part.
Yes, it is. And so certainly our role is to make sure that seniors are protected. It's to make sure
educated.
That they're educated, they're protected, and that they have a good team in place that's helping look out for them. And that as their life transitions and they be, you know, they age more and more, that we step in with family members to make sure that no one's taking advantage of them, and also making sure nobody in their own family is taking advantage of them as well.
Amazing how many times that happens as well. So we were talking before the break about assisted living and nursing homes. And so who's paying for that?
So hopefully we can pay for that, right, with our own resources if we're aging. That's always the hope and goal. But for the elderly, they really are living longer than they anticipated, longer than their family anticipated, which is great. We want people to – we want to live and have a great quality of life. And that's really what it comes down to, is having a quality of life. And that seems to be the biggest challenge right now, because the reality is many seniors are aging. And even though they did save and they did work their whole life, they are going broke.
Sure.
This is a big problem, not just for their long-term care, but also what happens to the surviving spouse? What happens, traditionally in that generation, many of the wives stayed home and they weren't working, and traditionally they're living longer. What happens to them? Who's going to pay for that cost? And we can certainly hope to look to the family to step in. But as I mentioned, the sandwich generation was hit by the recession. The sandwich generation is still working. They're trying to fund their own children's college costs and loans and payments and all of those things. Many of them, which is surprisingly the most common living arrangement now for a person 35 and under, is with their parents. So these sandwich generations have their aging parent, and they have their millennial kid that they're still having to make breakfast for, who's, you know, in their 30s.
So we're going to have to go to 6 and 7 bedroom houses now.
Exactly. So when people are going broke as a society, of course, we need to say, what do we want as a community? How do we want our seniors to live? This goes to the heart, really, of who we are as a community. And that's really where benefits come in. There are government benefits that are available to our seniors to help them before they go broke, and to make sure they have enough resources to have that quality of life and care that they deserve.
So give me an idea. I mean, we've talked here, and I don't know if this one even went away. There was it because I do a lot of veterans, big flag waiver. I don't mind admitting it. But there used to be a veterans aid in attendance. Is that still around?
It is. And so, Jonathan, you want to chime in? I don't want to take all the time here.
Yeah, the VA aid in attendance benefit is an important benefit for our aging seniors. And it does have an asset and income requirement, which can kind of be complex and a little bit of a mystery because they have their own formula that they use as a per case basis. But what it can do is help pay for in-home care, the homebound senior, assisted living like we talked about earlier, and help mitigate some of the cost of nursing home care as well. And if you have the benefit is higher depending on how many dependents the veteran has. And when I say dependents, I mean a spouse. But what we're also dealing with is a lot of seniors are still taking care of disabled children who are living a lot longer as well. You know, back in 30, 40 years ago, children with disabilities didn't live as long as they are now. And
sure.
So one of the biggest fear of our seniors is that they're going to be outlived by their special needs child. And that becomes an issue as well.
So, you know, we're hearing a lot, obviously, right now, if you're a news junkie like I am, we're hearing a lot about health care. And one of the big confusions I hear a lot of times, Medicare versus Medi-Cal, what are the differences there?
So we have a great saying at the office, and it's that Medicare doesn't care about your long-term care.
Okay.
So Medicare is really a short-term benefit, similar to
Some people think it's a lifetime benefit.
Well, so it is in the sense that it's like health insurance. It's something once you hit age 65, Medicare is something that we've paid into, and it's going to be the primary resource for covering our health benefits. But when it comes to our long-term care and where we live and things like that, that is not what it's for. Now, there is a short-term payment that Medicare will make, and that's more so, let's say that you're injured, you're over 65, and you need to go to a rehabilitation facility. Well, Medicare will step in if you're going to get better and it's a short-term thing, or if it's a short period and you're going to pass away. But if you, for example, have a stroke and you're not going to get better, Medicare isn't going to pay for those long-term care costs. That's really where Medi-Cal starts to play more of a role and the VA benefit.
Now, isn't Medi-Cal the one that wants you to use up all of your assets before you ever get to any benefits?
That's correct, yes. If you're single, they want you to spend down to essentially $2,000 of assets.
$2,000?
$2,000, yes. And you can have a primary residence, but there are rules for that as well to make sure that you can protect that or keep it exempt. So it's not like if you just have a primary residence, they automatically give you a pass. There are certain ways to fill out the application to ensure that stays or remains an exempt benefit.
So what if you're still lucky enough to have a spouse at that age, and do you have to still go down to $2,000?
No, that's a great question. If you have a spouse, then you're allowed a little over $117,000.
Get married quick.
Yeah. Well, you're not as the Medi-Cal recipient, but the spouse is allowed $117,000 and a house and a car.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's some other insurance products and some retirement accounts that can be exempt as well.
It's pretty fascinating, and so it sounds to me like it gets fairly complex as far as understanding where the benefits are, what the benefits are, because you know, we've already talked about aid in attendance. That's a veteran benefit, mm-hmm. And I know I've seen many, many veterans who have no clue about it,
mm-hmm.
Right? And then you hear the seniors that talk about it, and they're getting their Medi-Cal information from the neighbor down the street, and they're saying, well, I can't get on that because there's no programs. We were talking during the break. And Lisa, thanks for sharing this one, Assisted Living Waiver Program.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that all about?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's a waiver program for in-home care and assisted living through Medi-Cal. And it won't pay for, you know, the really nicest of the facilities. It has helped mitigate some of those costs as well because it's cheaper for Medi-Cal to pay. Why it's called a waiver program is they'd rather have you at home or in an assisted living facility because it's less expensive than a skilled care facility. Now, where I come from in Illinois, they have actually supportive living facilities, which is a pilot program for the nation where it's fully paid paid for and funded by Medi-Cal or Medicaid at that, you know, in Illinois, Medi-Cal out here. And so what Medi-Cal has is a waiver program that is actually makes a lot of sense to help pay for long-term care without having to put somebody who doesn't need skilled care in skilled care. You still have to, spend down to those levels that we had spoken of before where, you know, if you're a single individual, $2,000, and if you're married, $117,000, and the house and car, of course.
Okay, so what we're going to have to do now is we're going to have to see through all of the legal channels, mm-hmm. is there a way that I don't have to go broke and lose everything to get all these benefits? That's what we're going to talk about when we come back. So I might even throw out our sponsor next segment and just talk a little bit more time about this when you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, that will be our topic. Do I have to go broke in order to get any of these benefits? Yeah, maybe is that what the government really wants? I think how are they going to get their inheritance tax if they do that? Well, we'll figure that out. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Make sure you go to the Facebook page. We're going to put the links over there so you can get a hold of Laura or Jonathan if you want more information, because I forgot to tell you, we're not giving you legal advice today. So I'll tell you more about that when we come back as well. Reach us anytime, 800-306-1990, facebook.com, Twitter. We're on all those places. Just call us. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage and their Fast Pass approval. Go ahead and make that offer with no loan contingencies and feel very, very comfortable about it. Four ways retirement savings is about to change. Number one, if your current fiduciary is not a, if your current advisor is not a fiduciary, that is going to change. We'll talk about that another day. If you're rolling a 401k into an IRA, don't do it. I'll give you other options on that one as well. I like insurance policies better than that. That way they're not, you're not paying as much in taxes. The idea there is there's some a lot of better ways of dealing with these things. All you want for a 401k is the match. Above the match, forget it. The IRA, forget it. Get out of it. It's an idea way for the government to get more of your money. If you're buying an annuity or life insurance, there are changes there. Make sure you're watching out for the modified endowment contract. That is a catch. If you don't understand it, you're not going to somebody who's really educated. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll talk to you. I'll introduce you. Again, I don't sell these things, so I can just tell you what I believe. I'm not licensed. I don't sell them. You know, you got to talk to a professional about that. And be careful if you have several types of accounts at different institutions. Maybe you're overlapping in certain areas that you shouldn't be. Talk about that one as well at various times. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Continuing our conversation, attorneys Laura Meyer, Jonathan Johnson here, Meyer Law Firm. I was remiss, so let me throw this in there before we go on, as I like to do this before segments when we have licensees on the show. They're here educating you. That's the purpose of why Laura and Jonathan are here. They're not here to give you legal advice. They do that to support their families. If you'd like legal advice, call the office. I'm sure they're more than happy to help you with that. They do that all the time. But there's no possible way for us to get you every scenario, every bit of information, and the laws change every 20 minutes. So the idea here is to know that there are options, there are solutions for you. That's our main purpose. So when we look and say, you know, I don't want to get into the weeds as far as what are the exact numbers for an assisted living program or assisted living waiver, or what are the exact numbers for a veteran benefit or veterans aid in attendance. What I really want you to know is that they're there. And I want you to know that you got to talk to a professional to get them. You can go on Google. The information is on Google. You might find the right information. You might not. So the question mark is, what are you looking for? So we get back to our conversation this morning about, do we have to go broke? Does mom have to use every last nickel before she can get any of these benefits that we're talking about? And be living over there by the Honda Center in one of those tents.
That is one of the biggest questions we get asked is, you know, what happens to those of us who don't meet those requirements to receive the benefits, but we're concerned we are going to go broke and not be able to pay for our long-term healthcare costs. And so this is really where we come in, because there are legal plans and strategies where we can help people, seniors, receive these benefits and qualify for them long before they ever have to go broke and meet those bare minimums. I do want to stress, though, however, what we do is not intended to help rich people just stay rich and pass a large amount of money to their kids while they're kind of double dipping in the state system. That's not what these strategies are intended for. It's really to make sure that every senior in our community who has worked, contributed, all of those things can have that level of care during their lifetime as they continue to live much longer and they continue to live in one of the most expensive areas here in California. So we do have legal strategies where we can step in and help people preserve their assets without going broke.
Well, that's a great concept there, Laura, because, you know, one of the things that we hear in so many different areas is that there's all these different strategies for the rich. And many of them, you know, they've already used their strategy. I love listening. I love listening to Warren Buffett talking about raising taxes, yet he gives his money to a charitable trust, so he's not paying taxes, right? So they've already got those strategies. They know those. What you're really talking about here is kind of leveling the playing field, because you guys know what the law is.
That's exactly true, because I sometimes I laugh, and I'm not a political person, but when I hear Washington debating tax Texas, I laugh because all the senators, we have trusts, we nickname the senators trusts, and they have them on both sides of the aisle. And so a lot of times the tax strategies are only available to the wealthy because they have the key advisors who are telling them what's out there and helping them stay wealthy. But really, we need our middle class that is shrinking. We need the regular person to understand there's strategies for you, and we can help you implement them.
We've seen that. You know, I get those calls, and those are, I'm sure you guys get more of them than I do, but we really get those calls from people that, you know, dad has his Social Security, that's all that's left, and he needs a community. What can you do? Right? And I think in many, I mean, I know that Tom Borsig's done some great work with people, you know, $900 a month finding a community for him. That's a tough thing to live off of. But the idea here is how early does somebody, you know, parents are in their 60s, maybe 70s, they're still in moderately good health. How early do they have to start these strategies?
Now.
Okay.
Today, it is so much easier, Ron, when we can help someone that is not already in the middle of a crisis. And certainly, even then, there's things we can do where they're better off getting planning at that point than nothing at all. But certainly, it's the proactive planning. It's before the crisis hits where we have the most options available to the aging senior.
The one thing that I hear, and I don't know if you guys are in this again, you know, that's your focus. The majority of what I hear from seniors, the two main things that they want is they want to make sure that they've got their own independence, mm-hmm. and they don't, you know, they don't want to count on their kids, and they're worried about, you know, running out of money. You know, they want to stay home. Are some of these strategies there that'll help them age in their own home, Jonathan?
Yes, absolutely. And that's the number one thing that people want usually is to stay home. They don't necessarily want to go into a facility, but a lot of times it's just not a possibility. So as I think her name was Lisa, brought up very nicely, was the Medi-Cal waiver program. But also if you are a wartime veteran, veterans aid and attendance helps mitigate some of the costs there. And there are lots of strategies we can employ to make sure that happens before having to spend down to all those federal levels.
So how long does this take, the process? I mean, is it a long process to go through with you?
No, not at all. You know, the process can take anywhere from the legal side, 4 to 6 weeks. But when it comes to a VA benefit application or a Medi-Cal, that's another story altogether. So that can take months, but a lot of times it's retroactive. From the time of application, sometimes it goes quicker. Sometimes it can take a very, very long time to actually get the benefit. The whole point to do is the planning early is to make sure that it's done and you're able to get those benefits without having to spend everything down.
So I hate that because we're getting close to the end of the broadcast and we've got a dark question to ask. Mm-hmm. What happens if someone's incapacitated already? Is there anything that can be done?
Well, if they didn't have any type of planning in place, there is a court option where we could go in, help a family member get a conservatorship over them, where they can be granted powers to care for their loved one and to make, you know, medical decisions, financial decisions. But really in that instance, in terms of obtaining benefits and funding and things like that, the court kind of has its hands tied. That's why it is critical that before you become, lose mental capacity or anything like that, that you have your powers of attorney in place and that they're robust power of attorneys. You can go online and Google a power of attorney, and unfortunately, it's going to be a boilerplate that's not going to really have all of those sophisticated powers that we need to make sure that you're absolutely going to take full advantage of the benefits available to you. So you certainly, one of your next immediate steps is if you or your aging parent does not have a power of attorney and they do have capacity, see an elder law attorney today. Make sure you get it in place and take control of your future before you go broke.
Interesting that you put it that way, Laura, because I Googled the other day knee replacement. It told me how to do it, and I need one. I don't think it's going to come out right if I do it on myself.
I went to a doctor once for a problem, and she said, I want you to promise me not to Google anything anymore. Just come and see me.
And that's exactly it, because you don't know if you're getting good information or bad information, and some of these things change, and how old is the information? So, and I love the idea, on my notes here that I have for you, one of the things that I love about your firm, Laura, is that, and for years, I mean, since you've been coming and joining us, is the events that you do and all these different free workshops that are out there. And I see August 2nd, you've got one in Irvine for an asset protection workshop. There's one in September coming up. You've got an asset protection workshop that you're doing for doctors coming up. So we're going to try and get links to all of those right there on our Facebook page. We'll try and get it on the show notes for this as well. And thanks for coming in. Thanks for sharing this information with all of us.
Oh, it's great to be here, and we love being with you and your listeners, so thank you.
Really appreciate it. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today, and, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.